Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, it's time for Shovels. If you have one, 410-583-1057. I'd love to hear from you. And Ed, who gets your shovel?
Just stupid people. This is a category we should probably do every day. We could do it every day. You know, I'm fascinated with just how stupid people are. And you wonder why people get hurt. I always say, you know, life's hard enough. It's really hard if you're stupid. And you wonder why tragedies happen. Within the course of a day yesterday, I had almost three really upsetting driving incidents. And I'm not exaggerating. And this wasn't usual road rage stuff. These were pedestrians. Coming up north on Falls Road, going at speed. Wasn't speeding because there was too much traffic. There was a tractor trailer unloading by whatever pizza shop that is. So it blocks the traffic, you know. Lane. So I'm trying to change lanes. I change lanes. A man is actually standing in the street. Standing in the street, give me the slow down sign. Like, so first I'm doing like 27 miles an hour. I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But he's carrying on like I'm, but he's standing basically in front of my car. Like, you schmuck. All I had to do was, if I was, you know, looking at a text or drop my sunglasses or something, you're dead. You're dead. Don't stand in traffic. Later that day, I'm on Lake Avenue, make a turn, right at a corner. I mean, right as soon as I make a turn at a corner, parents scoop up their toddler. The kid looks like she just learned how to walk. I mean,
he's standing out on the corner?
Yes. Basically, quiet street. I guess they must think it's private, though. There's no, it's a city street. I make a turn. There's a little child. Look, you know when kids can they walk like a baby horse or a deer or something. They're just wobbling and they just got their legs.
Like a little deer out there in a babbling brook.
Yes, like that. And I mean, and they scoop him up and they look at me. I'm like, how dare you look at me? You should be ashamed of yourself. You put your child in the middle of a street? Are you crazy?
Don't you love that? The clutch my pearls when you did something. Like, how dare you tell me I did something wrong?
Yeah.
Hey, I just cut off four people on the road. F you, and then give you the finger like you're the one being the jerk when you pull up next to him. Like, what is this?
Yeah, that was them. Then I come back, pick up my prescriptions. I'm coming to North on Falls Road again. At the last second, I see two men crossing the street in the middle of the street slowly on Falls Road. It's a multi-lane street. People go fast. There's nothing else. They're wearing two dark-skinned men. Wearing black clothing, sauntering across the street, like people, I can't see you. I cannot see you. Like, what is wrong with people? People putting their children in the street, people wearing like, you know, black clothes at night. I can't possibly see you. Cross with the light, cross at a corner. That's why we have these rules. Like, and then things happen to people, like, you blame motorists, like pedestrians, get your poop in one bag.
Like, I'm not saying I'm happy that these things happen to you. I'm just glad I'm not the only one that these happen to every single day.
And it happens to everybody because people are stupid and careless. Like, and they wonder why people get hurt. Like, if you just obeyed a modicum of society's rules, you'd have so much safer life.
It's dumb stuff every single day. All right, my shovel is going to go to, first off, the Clippers. I want to tell you, like, so Bradley Beal is now out for the season. And somebody owns the Clippers' first-round pick. It's an unprotected first-round pick. So this is going to seem like a little outrageous when you think about it, because I don't think the Clippers are going to be one of the five worst teams in basketball. But they do have some weird off-the-court stuff going on with the Steve Ballmer stuff, that Kawhi Leonard taking money and circumventing the salary cap and what's going to happen there. You've got James Harden, who you don't know what's going to happen with him week in and week out. Is it a city with great strip clubs? Yeah, he's not going to perform well tonight. I mean, he had another night. He had a huge game like 2 games ago.
Yeah, don't go to Tampa.
That's the stripper capital of the world, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. But with this, so I just want to bring up who owns their unprotected first-round pick. Does anybody want to take a guess which NBA team owns the Clippers' unprotected first-round pick? You think about it, you can probably get back to this, but it's the damn Thunder again.
Really?
They just won the championship. They've got guys on their bench that they're trying to figure out how to give minutes.
That GM is a warlock, I swear to God.
How does
he do this?
This is part of the SGA trade, by the way. And now that you look at it, like, the Clippers just keep like stockpiling these picks, or excuse me, the Thunder, and everybody's going, well, how do they get it? They're wheeling and dealing, doing smart things, and they draft so well. Tell me the last time they've missed on a draft pick. Please, just someone. Like, the guys on their team, they have guys on their bench that should be starting for other teams. That's how good they are. And then they find this kid, A.J. Mitchell. A.J. Mitchell, out of nowhere, kid that grew up in Oklahoma City. They've got pictures of him wearing a Kevin Durant Thunder jersey, and now he plays for his hometown team. And this kid, it's like, what was he, a second-round pick? How did everybody miss on him? But the Thunder said, no, we'll find him. Like, they just hit every single year, and I'm telling you, like, they're winning right now without their second best player on their team. What happens when he comes back? The Thunder are just an absolute juggernaut, but stop trading with the damn Thunder. It's like the Braves in the 90s when John Schaerholtz would call you, just hang up the phone.
Yeah.
You don't want to trade with him.
And the Thunder, like, when he calls, he's going to outsmart you. He just is. Does he win Executive of the Year every year or something?
I mean, he was way back in the day, like, winning all the time, but he definitely took old Chicken Little Sid Thrift. I'll make a trade with the Braves. We got a
you
kid with
Foghorn Leghorn?
Yes, that's what he sounds like. Yeah, well, we used to say, Foghorn Leghorn. I call him Chicken Little. But he, screw up the chickens. That's happening to me.
But you want to live in a world where, you know, you can say why the chicken crossed the road, and you don't have to, because you don't have to question his motives.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's what we do. Like, when we do these, like, at the end of the show, when I'm doing jokes, we're questioning motives of people and why this happens. And this is one where I would sit here and go, why does this happen all the damn time?
Yeah.
But let me get away from the Thunder. They're just so good. One of the best GMs in all of sports. Where to go from here? We have a bunch of stuff that we're going to get to coming up. I know the commission's Baltimore, and I want to kind of highlight that, because at 8:45, you're going to talk about your experience speaking at your friend's funeral yesterday.
I have a big hole in my life right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk a little bit at 8:30. So the next two segments are going to be baseball-related, guys. We're going to talk about the reactions this week's season-ending awards, Cy Young, all the stuff that's coming out, and how the Major League Baseball started leaking out the gold gloves. Nobody knew what was happening. It's like, this guy won, that guy won. We'll get into it. And then we're going to talk about Mike Elias at 8:30. There's an interesting, I don't know, do we have the sound clip of that, Joe? No, we don't. It's just, okay. There's the clip of Mike Elias talking about what the Orioles are looking for in the offseason. Mm-hmm. I'll read to you what he said. I know some fans are going, oh, yeah, well, I'm sure you're going to get that. Well, we'll talk about all that stuff coming up next here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back. Jeremy Conrad Norris, Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off today. MLB awards, give it out. And see how you feel about some of this stuff. I know there's still some announcements that have to come out. But last night, what was it? Cy Young Award goes to Tarik Skubal, and it goes to Paul Skeens in the National League. I don't think, did you think any surprises there?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, who... With the second place, with the runner-up even in the conversation with the Cy Young?
No, the thing that I found interesting was, so in second place in the American League,
Crochet?
It was Garrett Crochet. Yeah. And the reason I bring that up is because, you know, that's a guy that a lot of fans wanted to see the Orioles go after. We don't know what the asking price was, but, you know, that guy had an amazing season for the Red Sox. The other interesting thing about this is, if he was eligible for this, how the hell is Trevor Rogers fifth? Do you think there are people that just looked at it and said, oh, he didn't pitch a full season, I'm not voting for him? Because how does he wind up being fifth if he has the best numbers of anybody?
Well, it's not only that. If he has the best numbers, but didn't pitch a full season, but if you're going to put him in the consideration in the voting, then he shouldn't have been fifth.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no way he should have been.
Should have been at least second.
Yeah. There's no, like, his numbers are better than Skubal's over the year. How many games did he have? What was it, two earned runs or less? And a lot of them not giving up anything. So it's just kind of crazy. We did see NL Rookie of the Year goes to Drake Baldwin with the Braves. I did not see that one coming this year. Sorry, Drake Baldwin. I was not familiar with your game, but he had a great season. And no surprise in the American League. And AL Rookie of the Year, Nicholas Kurtz. Yeah. Good old Nicholas here. He had an amazing season. 290, 383, 619 slash line. He led all rookies with 36 bombs, 86 ribbies, and 90 runs scored. How would you like to call up a rookie and get those type of numbers from him in his first season? Unreal. Yeah. Manager of the Year. So the Brewers, their manager gets Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy, in the NL. And he became, hold on, just the second NL skipper to earn Manager of the Year honors in consecutive seasons. And ironically, we had the same Manager of the Year last year in the American League, too. It was Stephen Vogt. Mm-hmm. And I love this because our new manager said, was talking about him and praising him, saying, yeah, you got the best guy. We have his right-hand man and a guy that everybody thinks is brilliant. And I don't know if you guys have watched these videos of Albie talking about movies and his accent, and he's very self-deprecating, and he's funny, and he's engaging. I think the more and more people get to see him, they're going to love him outside of the baseball standpoint. But as a manager, I think you're going to love me more. I think he's going to be really, really good.
Hope so. I don't know. I hope so. Don't know enough about him. It's a big leap from being number two, three, four guy in an organization to taking over. I know from experience. That's a big gulf to jump.
Yep.
He may be great. I hope he is. He certainly gets, you know, all the props from people that matter. And that makes me feel better about it.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, he's got no real history. You know what I mean? Like, you can't even look it up.
Yeah, I you know, it's...
What you get from him is not a track record of accomplishments. I mean, he comes with incredible recommendations from people. Everybody loves him. Brilliant. Works harder than everybody else. Oh, these are all the things you hear. And I love it. Because that shows great potential. But I don't know, because he hasn't had a, you know... there's obviously no managerial record. And everyone has to start. You always have to have your first game as a boss, you know, the boss. But he may be great. I hope he is, because he certainly has the pedigree and the endorsements of the right people.
Yeah. It's funny, as I'm looking through some of this stuff, the Orioles with no silver sluggers, the Orioles with no gold glove winners. And I'm still trying to figure out how Ty France won the gold glove in the American League. By the way, he finished with the Blue Jays. Did you guys see him in the World Series? I didn't. I'm looking at his numbers and going, yeah, maybe he's okay defensively. And you start, as much as I'm an analytical guy, I don't even know what some of these abbreviations mean for some of these stats they're putting up here. I apparently have more to learn about defense in this league, because I don't know any of these stats. It's just defensive chances, innings played at position. He won this year with only 164 innings played at first base.
Innings, not games.
Yes.
Can't play 164 games, but I mean, yeah.
He played 164 innings and he won the gold glove. It's not as bad as when Palmeiro won it playing 15 games at first base, but how amazing could he have been? But again, I'm not trying to sit here and talk about Ty France. That's just something I noticed. No Orioles on that list. I do want to do this because, as you and I were talking.
That's odd, though. His pitches are more innings than that.
Yeah. It just, again, he started off on the Twins.
Yeah.
They got rid of him. The Blue Jays got him. And again, he was a first baseman, but who plays first base for the Blue Jays? What are we doing? Maybe I'm just misreading something.
Couldn't get that out. Sorry.
It's okay. We have November 13th. Is that today? Yes.
Yes, it is.
They released the MVP awards, and the finalists in the American League, Jose Ramirez, Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh. In the National League, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, Kyle Schwarber. Give me your picks. We're going to totally different American League, but I think that we're all thinking the same thing.
Aaron Judge and Shohei.
You think it's Aaron Judge?
Yeah, yeah.
Not Cal Raleigh? You like the catcher. You want to see him win.
Oh, I want to see Raleigh win.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty obvious. I'm pretty transparent. I was a catcher.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid. My favorite catcher. I was a catcher on the police softball team.
I played both catchers. Ways. So
I know you did. But yeah, I think catchers who can hit like that, it's like, I always kid around. It's like a beautiful woman that can cook.
Yeah.
You can overlook that. You don't have to. You don't have to look at the guy's a catcher and he hits 50 plus bombs and 60 bombs. It's like, it's incredible.
See, this is 7 o'clock tonight is when they announce all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Shohei Ohtani is 100% winning the MVP in the National League. Kyle Schwarber had an amazing year. Juan Soto actually, after starting off slow, really picked it up. The power numbers
did,
went up.
Actually, yeah. He looked like the Mets wasted their money for a while.
Yeah, but nobody's doing what Shohei's doing. No. I've said this a thousand. As soon as you give him the award, just be ready to give it to him every year until you get tired of giving it to him or he gets hurt.
Yeah,
because nobody can do what he does.
Yeah. And you should give it to him every year. If he continues to play like this, you have to. Not because you're tired of him. You don't have Shohei fatigue. Well, we gave it to him the last 4 years. Well, that's too bad. Play better, everybody.
Yeah. See, and this is the thing I get to with the American League. And this is what, so this is AI talking about it. I just punched in Judge versus Raleigh. Judge has the advantage in overall offensive metrics like batting average, OPS, but Raleigh led the league in home runs and has the unique value of being a successful catcher that's a switch hitter and putting up these type of numbers. But, I mean, Aaron Judge hit .331, 53 bombs, 114 ribbies, 137 runs scored. There's no doubt his team looks absolutely different without him in the lineup. He did miss a short period of time. He led the AL in wins above replacements, WAR, win probability added, dominant hitter with the higher batting average and OPS, played fewer games due to an injury and had less value on the defensive side than Cal. And I think that's fair. I mean, you're talking about a catcher behind the plate and what he adds. Cal hit .247, 60 bombs, led the American League, 125 ribbies, led all of the American League, 110 runs scored. Strong WAR, but not near where judges.
Like, how many? What did he finish with? 60 or 61?
60.
60.
That's what they have here. 60. So, 60. I don't think
it's, I could remember. I forget.
I don't think it's as close as people think. I would love to see Cal Raleigh win the award in another year. I always want, even though I don't want to see Aaron Judge win any awards, I want the most deserving guy to get it. And
I can't even say that. I mean, I know he's a Yankee. People hate the Yankees. I get it. I like greatness, though. Judge is an oddity. He's another one. This monster guy, like this giant outfielder.
I don't think they ever expected this, man.
Who expects him to have an average?
It didn't even happen in the minors.
I expect power from him. Who expects him to bat like 340? Seriously.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable to see a guy that size hit the way that he hits.
What
like,
I mean,
it'd be one thing. Like when you look at Cal Raleigh hitting 60 bombs, you're like, okay, a lot of guys that hit home runs, their batting average dips. Right?
A lot.
You know, it's the difference. They talk about Ichiro. If he wanted to be a home run hitter, he could. And people go, well, that's stupid. Well, it's not, because he would hit more home runs if he wanted to, but he would also get out more.
Yes.
He'd rather be the guy hitting 330 and getting on base and setting the table where you have him at the leadoff spot.
And there's so many guys who had power throughout the history of baseball whose average wasn't bad, but they weren't 300 hitters. You know, and I mean, I'll go way back, like Isaac Dave Kingman. Like,
yeah.
Big bat.
But lots of K's.
Yeah.
All right. Kind of excited to talk about this. I want to get some fans in here. 410-583-1057. Mike Elias spoke at the GM meetings and said the O's ownership group has a target zone for the payroll, but there's no absolute limit. He added that the team is trying to win and the owners are willing to go into the red. I want to get your reactions. He also said what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I'll list that for you and tell you guys what he brought up. It leads me to believe that they're going to go after one or two guys, and I'll tell you who I think it is when we come back. We'll do that next right here on The Fan. Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris. We've got a lot to go over here with the Orioles. If you missed it, a lot of talk yesterday with what they'd be going after, what they're interested in. We talk about Michael Eyes at the GM meeting said O's ownership has a target zone of what they're willing to pay for payroll, but there's no absolute limit. And you heard David Rubenstein basically say, hey, we don't have a limit.
Yeah.
It's still a business. You're still going to be smart. For all the people that are out there saying they're not going to do anything, I think you people are ridiculous. If you've watched what's gone on with this team this past year, saw that they sold away all the pieces and replenished that farm system. We talked about it yesterday. If they do sign somebody that rejected a qualifying offer, they would lose their third round pick, not their first round pick. So I made the mistake on that earlier this week. But because of the way that the collective bargaining agreement works with them and the upper echelon teams, the teams that contribute to the luxury tax and the teams that don't. And they're the ones, like other teams would lose their second round pick, their second best pick. Yeah. If you're in that bottom portion, you lose your third. So with all that being said, Mike Elias, there were some quotes coming out from him yesterday and some of the things that he's looking for and what the Orioles should go get. And he did talk about an outfielder.
Center field specifically.
Did he say center field?
I think so.
So outfield. So again, there's actually three names I need to bring up.
I heard center fielder, but go ahead.
Okay. And then he said a closer or late inning reliever. And people were like, what do you mean? Or you need both. I think they get that. But he's just explaining that, you know, we have to find a guy that's done it in late innings and make him our closer or figure out closer.
You know why? Because this is what people expect. Yeah. We want a top of the rotation starter, a dominant closer, long reliever, setup man, a new center fielder. They want, it's like the football fans before with, you know, we need offensive line, we need safety help, we need tight ends. Yeah, okay, I got it. But
well,
he's giving you an honest answer.
So the three things that I thought were viable or options here. So you look at, let's start off with, obviously the one everybody's going to talk about is Kyle Tucker. He's the number one free agent in the offseason. I don't know that the Orioles are going to go get him. They said he's been the Orioles are a dark horse team for him. Problem becomes is, you know, all the big dogs are, you're competing with the Dodgers. You're going to be competing with the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays will probably be in that mix. The Giants always jump in a mix like this for some reason. And there's going to be a couple other wild card teams that they list. So if you are competing for Kyle Tucker, you're going to pay a pretty penny. The next,
by the way, you're not going to remember. You wonder where he went to high school?
Who, Kyle Tucker? Where?
Remember high school I told you, my neighborhood in Tampa?
Yeah.
He went to Plant High School.
Oh, with all the baseball players?
Everybody goes to Plant High School. It's like a baseball factory. It's amazing. Yeah, that's where he went.
Should just call it that, the baseball factory.
It's just a neighborhood high school. It's a public school in Tampa, but that's, you look at the alums from Plant High School, it's amazing.
Actually, there's already a baseball
that's
factory.
That's where Alonzo went, you know, Wade Boggs. I mean, just go, Michael Givens.
So the other position or the other player that makes a ton of sense would be Cody Bellinger. plays center field, plays first base. So you have flexibility. Mm-hmm. You have options. Yes, he's going to look like he's high every time he plays. You could blindfold him with dental floss. I mean, that guy looks like he's stoned every time. And trust me, I know because I've seen myself.
Do you like him?
No, I think he's a good player, but he's kind of had the roller coaster. Like he signs, you know, you look at what he did initially with the Dodgers and hitting 50 bombs, and then he just falls off and he finds new life with the Cubs, and then he signs that 1 year deal with the Yankees. Yeah. And he looks like he's back. It looks like he's playing well. And I think with the pedigree, his father playing in the league, I like it. And I like the fact that he's multi-positional. The thing I don't like is the first two guys we mentioned are both lefties, although both of these guys hit lefties fairly well. So if you're looking for something like that. The other name, and this is the one that gets me because I've heard so many people go, it's the perfect fit. We got to get him. It makes so much sense. Make the trade. The Twins have said they would make Byron Buxton available for trade. And he's basically said, I'll waive my no trade clause if you guys want to move me. The thing that makes me laugh about this is like, literally, people are going, that's the perfect guy to trade for. What did everybody say about Tyler O'Neill? He always gets hurt?
Yeah.
You want to know the most games that Byron Buxton's ever played in a full season?
No.
140. You want to know the most games after that? 126. Then 102. Then you get 85, 92, 61, really? 39, 87, 28.
Wow.
Yes, he's 92, 46. Why would you guys want to make a move for a guy? And look, he's a great player when he's healthy. Yeah. He has never shown you he's going to be healthy.
Yeah.
It makes it, I mean, look, great center fielder, great bat in the middle of the lineup. Yeah. Is he going to be available? And that's the same problem we have. Well, I guess if you put him and a Tyler O'Neill together, maybe you just need him to get hurt when he's not hurt and him to get hurt when he's not hurt.
Yeah, so they're never in a field together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
So I just think there's some interesting options. I've talked about how I believe Framber Valdez is going to be the guy that they go after here.
I hope so.
It makes too much sense.
I like him a lot.
And then, I mean, again, all the pitchers got qualifying offers, so you would lose draft picks depending on how many of these guys you sign. And there's a chance if you sign two, you're losing multiple picks, you know? So is there a bat out there?
Buxton, I'm just looking. Buxton has only had triple-digit games in three seasons.
Yes.
In 11 years.
And even the 3 years, the 140, that makes sense. Okay,
there's a 102.
There's a 102 and a 126,
yeah.
You know?
But the others are solo, 39, 46, 61. That's...
He doesn't post.
Wow.
He doesn't post. All right, let's go to Tim and Glen Burnie. He's on the fan. Tim, you got some thoughts?
Yeah. Ed, Jeremy, what's going on, fellas?
Good morning. Man. Morning.
I feel a little bit different about this year, and I think there's some signs, like some writing on the wall that should tell us fans that maybe we should feel a little bit different. You know, you have the overhaul of the coaching staff. You have David Rubenstein and team has finally had time to get settled, make their judgments, figure out sort of what direction they want to go and who they want to go after. I think the comment about the willing to go into the red is sort of telling because, you know, he's a private equity guy. You would think that someone like him would stay far away from going into the red. It's a business. But with that said, I think one of the golden rules that people tend to forget is those guys that do that for a living, scared money don't make money.
Yeah.
And, and I think, you know, that's something that we're going to see. And one name I just wanted to drop while you guys were tossing him out there. I've seen a little bit talk about him, but I really like it for the Orioles would be Michael King. So I'll shut up and let you guys go.
Hey, look, back and forth. That's not the name that the other guys are, but I think he's a better pitcher than most of the guys that are out there. I'd rather kick the tires on a Mike King and see what happens here. But I do like in my wish list of the starting pitchers that are free agents, I think Framber's at the top of my list.
Mine too. Why? I've always wanted him. I liked him with the Astros. I thought he was just a really good pitcher that wasn't quite under the radar. We traveled a little bit under the radar, probably because of who else was on in the rotations. But
well, you have two lefties in your rotation now. If he ends up being one, along with Kyle Bradish, you get guys that and you get guys that get a ton of ground balls. He is a ground ball merchant.
Yeah.
3 years ago, 2 years ago, roughly, Framber Valdez threw in a cutter. Started working on it, and his K's went up. So now he has the ability to strike you out, the ability to get ground balls, being left-handed with the scoreboard and right, trying to minimize some of the power to that side.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a beautiful fit for what you have here. Yeah, he does have some of his issues. I do think he intentionally threw at his catcher when his catcher wasn't ready last year.
Yes.
I don't know what that's all about, but but Mike Elias is familiar with him. I mean, the two guys that, in my opinion, the top free agent pitcher, I think it's Framber Valdez. I know people would disagree with me with some of the other names out there. It's fine. I'm just thinking about it from an Orioles standpoint. Kyle Tucker being the top hitter in free agency, with no question. Both of them were Astros.
Yeah.
And the familiarity with, yeah. with Elias, and mm-hmm. or at least his familiarity with them, knowing if he wants to go after him or not, right. We shall see. But one of the other things real quick before we step out, I wanted to read you was, yeah, you talked about Elias saying there's room for center field help, depth mm-hmm. At a minimum. He had talked about the different types of positions that they wanted. He said frontline starting pitcher, closer or late inning reliever, veteran bat, possibly to fit into the outfield.
Right-handed bat, most likely.
You'd like, yeah, yeah. But again, how many right-handed bats are there that are better than what you have
right,
right now? There's just not a lot. So,
Pete Alonso is a right-handed bat.
Yeah, but he doesn't play the outfield. He
plays first base.
I think that makes a ton of sense, man. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. I'm just going to sit here and going to trust. All right. We've got the final hour of the program coming up. We'll get into the daily line and some Ravens talk. Kevin Ostreicher is going to join us from Locked On. I was waiting for this. It's Commissioner's Baltimore. You're going to talk about your day yesterday.
I'm talking about somebody really important. We lost a really important Baltimorean. I lost a little piece of my heart here. It's a big deal.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. I think it's a tremendous story, and some of the stories Ed's told me, I think they'd be great. I love listening to Ed's story time, even though I've heard most of these. I don't mind hearing them again because they're pretty damn good stories. So, but this is something that's special, and I could see how much he means to you, just not only on the air, but off the air in the conversations we've had. So we get into that next. Commissioner's Baltimore right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, it's Ed's turn. It's Commissioner's Baltimore. Going to throw it over to Ed to sit here and talk about his day yesterday and his friend.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a day in the life, you know, two people who became friends for 25 years. Talking about Deputy, what's up with this microphone?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to fix it. That's what I'm doing.
Why'd you break it?
I didn't break it.
I think mine's fine.
It's inferior equipment they buy.
Like, yeah, let me see mine. Let me tighten this thing here.
Anyway. Oh, we're on TV. Hang on.
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, you're going to show a picture of him?
Show a picture of him. Anthony Elmore Barksdale. Tony Barksdale. He was a deputy mayor for public safety. And that's how people know him now. I knew him as a young sergeant in the Baltimore Police Department. And the way this worked, I'm going to tell you a story. I got a call the Saturday after Thanksgiving. when I was living in, you may not know this, but I'm a native New Yorker.
I couldn't figure it out from the way you talk.
I was a member of the NYPD, and we had been, you know, crime been driven down, and I was lecturing around the world about what we were doing. I got invited and paid for by foreign governments to talk to the National Police Academies. That's how we got to people knew about this, what we were doing. Baltimore was one of the cities I visited and was interested, and I got a call from a man who I identified himself as the mayor-elect of Baltimore, O'Malley. I just got elected mayor. I like to talk to you about the police commission. I'm like, who the blank is this? That was a friend of mine. It's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds ridiculous.
Pull in your chain.
I already got duped about getting a scholarship to Arkansas in high school.
That's messed up. And now I'm even thinking about like the hazing you got and all the things that, ugh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, so obviously everybody knows I came down a couple months later, took the job, became police commissioner that year. So I remember sitting on my balcony. I lived in a Harbor View at the time. I'm sitting outside when I first got here. I'm looking at the city. It's a beautiful view from up there. You never know how sad it is here when you look at it from above. It just looks nice, you know. And I'm looking at it, and in my head, I'm like, holy good God, I'm responsible for everybody's safety here. I mean that. I said that to myself. I'm like, this is an enormous responsibility. I got to find some people.
Yeah.
I really did, and that's what I did. So I went out. I set out to find some really smart leaders because – I was a 20-year police veteran. I know how the sausage is made. I know how to do this. I knew how to do the job. I felt there was no one better than me at crime reduction at that point. And in the country, yes, I mean that. So I was looking for stars, and I rode the streets every day, went out in uniform, rode, followed people around, jumped in cars with them, talked to guys in the street, talked to other people about other people, and I got some names. First one I heard of was John Skinner. John was a very, very bright young police officer. Long story short, he just got his doctorate, I heard. I'm very happy for him, proud of him. I made him my commander of the intelligence division because I was so concerned about terrorism. And this is before 9/11 happened, so I was a bit of a visionary there because I had my experience with Al-Qaeda in New York. So intelligence was in huge importance to me. I put John in charge of it, did an amazing job, very smart guy. I had my intelligence commander. Now I wanted a warrior for the streets. I get a call from my guys, you know, they say, you know, you should take a look at this guy, Barksdale, the Southern. He made a nice drug seizure today. Just go by. So I drove out there. And he had this, Tony, if you never knew him, hulking man, big man. His nickname was Hurricane, big, strong guy, but heart of gold, big laugh. Laugh that lights up a room. You'll laugh because he's laughing. You don't even know why he's laughing, but he's got that big, enormous laugh, you know, 1,000-watt smile. He's talking about this seizure he made. He's all proud. He's talking to the police commissioner, the sergeant. Yeah, look, we got this guy, a couple kilos or whatever the hell. Yeah, I'm like, oh, God. So where's the rest of it? The smile went away. I was like, what? I go, well, who sold it to him? Where'd he get that?
And where'd that guy get that from?
Yes. Yeah. Where'd that guy get that from? So on and so forth. My point was made, you don't stop at this. You question everybody. You interrogate everybody you arrest. Everybody you come in contact with, you talk to, you interrogate, you run them for warrants if they're wanted. You make deals with them on and on. I push. That's how you brought crime down. That's what I was trying to instill in these guys. He got it. I congratulated him. I left him that day, and I told my staff, I said, keep an eye on him. Let me know how he's doing. And he was doing great. So eventually I said, well, he's getting transferred here. So I transferred to my staff. I said, I want to be with him every day. He's going to ride with me every day. It's the only way to teach somebody. And I don't mean to be arrogant, but I was taught by the best. I was taught by Jack Maple in the NYPD. Jack, if people should look him up. I miss him dearly. He died at 48. They made a TV show, a commish about it. Not the commish. The district.
The district?
That was about him.
Who's in that?
Craig T. Nelson.
Okay.
Jack died during the filming then. Craig T. Nelson gave his children $1 million.
Did he really?
Yes.
He was that impressed with him after?
Yeah, and felt bad and made money from the show and his kids, were, you know, without a father now. He took some of his royalties and gave it to the children. So that's a good guy.
That's nice of Coach.
That's an awesome guy, yeah. So that's about Jack. Jack was a quirky guy, wore spectator shoes, which is black and white shoes, you know.
No, I don't know.
I know you don't. That's what I'm trying not to insult you. I'm trying to just, I'm being nice.
Fashion? What's that?
He wore a Homburg, which is a hat. So
I would have told you it's a street in Essex.
Yeah, or something to eat. McDonald's.
A hamburger.
But Jack was a brilliant police strategist, a brilliant guy. And we had a long history. And I was his enforcer in the street. He picked me out of the NYPD at 40,000 people. I was his guy. And I learned from him. And I learned from the best. And when he came here, I wanted Tony to learn from me because I learned from Jack. And both Jack and I got to teach Tony here because Jack was down here. And then, of course, after that, Tony became, you know, I left him here. I promoted to major. And he went on to become deputy commissioner of operations and then deputy mayor. It's just, you know, outstanding. He's the reason you pay taxes. Let me explain to you how the policing really works. This is for all the police officers out there so you can nod in your cars because you know I'm telling the truth. In a police department, I don't care which one you pick, 10% of the people in that department should have picked other careers because they suck and they shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. 80% will do exactly what you need. They'll answer your calls. They'll risk their lives. They'll do a good job. They'll do what's asked of them. And it's a dangerous job, and I admire all of them. The 10% do most everything else. Those are that's your warrior corps. They make 8% make pretty much the overwhelming arrests in any police department, 8% of the department. So that 10% is your leadership corps. In that, you got to find that 1%. Tony was that 1%. He was the guy. He was big. He was smart. He played by the Constitution. He didn't cut corners. He was everything I wanted. And he soaked it in like a sponge and became loyal to me. And then it's funny because I tell people, I was not an easy man to work for, as you know.
Yeah.
People say that. They still people still come up to me in the street, salute me, I'm not. I rode nobody harder than Tony because you got to get the best out of people. And I did. And he showed it, and he passed me, and he did great things. And I told him, Tony took me to lunch a few months ago. He said, he's like a tears in his eyes. He goes, Dad, and he always called me that. He goes, I owe you my career. I said, you do not. You do not. I said, I gave you a break. I gave you a chance. You ran with it.
Yeah. It's beautiful, man.
It is. And then, you know, of course, and we say friends, and what people don't know is, you know, he's a big, big tough guy, but I, as you know, I have my own quirky way of dealing with people. And when I find your weak spot, I called him.
Did you find mine yet?
Right. Yes, but I'll never go there because I'm not that guy.
Okay. You found it.
No, it is.
Oh, man, you found it.
I would never
want to say it out loud.
I won't even say I would never do that to you.
As soon as you said that, I went, oh, he does know what my weak spot is. Yeah. Oofa.
But anyway, Tony was, I called him Pumpkin. That was my name. And it was every day. Nice tie, Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Cost money on my first car, huh?
I love that.
And he's just a great guy. And I say, without shame, I love that man.
Good stuff, Ed. That's the Commissioner's Baltimore. We got to step out. Daily Lines coming up next. I'll give you the plays for the day. Last night was not my day. I'll tell you what went wrong. We'll get into all that. We're going to talk more Ravens. Kevin Allstreicher joins us in the 9 o'clock hour. But Daily Lines up next, so stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.